This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Before we get started with this week's episode of Sexy Unique Podcast, I want to take a second and shout out all the people that showed up to Sup Live on Tuesday at Resident Downtown LA. We had such a great turnout. The live show was so much fun. Carrie O'Donnell and I journeyed into the trials and tribulations of Kristen Doty and her road to Sur, and it was truly a dream come true. And you're going to get to hear it for yourself next Thursday, so keep an eye out for that. Also, I need to just say, as always, a huge thank you to each and every one of my patrons on Patreon. You guys are the ones who make it possible for me to produce these fan fiction episodes of the podcast, as well as all the throwback episodes of season one and season two, and soon to come, season three. You guys make it possible for me to live my personal dream every single week by watching Vanderpump Rules and talking about it with other lawlers. And I just am filled with endless amounts of gratitude for you all. If you want to get on board and become a supporter of this podcast, it's really very simple. Visit the Patreon. Just check it out. It's www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And it is there that you will find all the information you need to become a supporter of your favorite Vanderpump Rules podcast. For as little as $1 per episode, you will have access to weekly bonus episodes with me and my guests. You'll have access to the throwback episodes that cover season one and two. And you'll be pledging to help out a worthwhile cause, which is me talking about Vanderpump Rules and bringing you the lols week after week. Think about it. Again, that's patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast for more info. And if you sign up between now and October 18th, you're going to get a deal. Every new patron who pledges between now and October 18th will get their very own Sexy Unique Podcast themed sticker that says, "Vanderpump Rules is a show for geniuses." This is a great deal, truly. The sticker is chic. You can put it on your laptop. You can go vandalize somewhere with it, spread the word. So think about getting involved. For a pledge of as little as $1 per episode, you know, come November, you could have your very own Vanderpump Rules is a show for geniuses sticker. Visit www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. for all the deets. And now, without further ado, I give you this week's episode of Sup. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beats, here we go, so in. Come a girl with a friend, you'll be both win. Hotel.
Hi again, and welcome back to some very special episodes of Sexy Unique Podcast. I'm here with Carrie O'Donnell.
Hello again.
And you're listening to The Road to Vanderpump Rules.
And such a road it is.
It is a long and winding road.
Every day is a winding road.
Mm-hmm. I get a little bit closer to the truth.
Feeling fine.
Yeah. Origin stories.
The origins of these people are just...
It's fascinating.
It's fascinating.
Honestly.
It's compelling. It's tragic. It's sexy.
There's so much that we never knew that's now coming to light. And I just love the power of storytelling to like...
A lantern on this is like, I think, a duty of ours that we should be not, you know, depriving people of.
Exactly. And it's also like...
People want to know.
People want to know. And it makes... everyone, like, you understand them
yeah,
more. Like, I have a new appreciation for Jax and Stassi, considering what they've been through.
They've been through an insurmountable amount.
Yeah.
Insurmountable
amount. Insurmountable.
Insur. They've been through a lot, but, like, it all paid off, because now look where they are.
Yeah.
Jax has $400,000.
Yeah. He's the richest person on the show.
He has a net worth of $400,000.
While you're sitting around listening to this podcast, Jax is making money.
He's making constant money.
Yeah.
Just like every step he takes, he's...
He's like Christian Grey.
Yeah.
Where there was a point in 50 Shades of Grey where Christian Grey was like, don't worry about me. I make $100,000 a minute.
And they're like, okay.
And she was like, amazing.
Cool.
Cool.
Did you see the second one and the third one? I've seen all of them.
How do you feel about them?
I mean, first of all, it's a movie with Marcia Gay Harden and Rita Ora, which is just like...
The Rita Ora element really threw me. And then the first movie, she didn't have really any lines.
She has a major moment in the third one.
Yeah, because they like kidnap her.
She gets kidnapped and it's like she's on a dock and she has duct tape over her mouth. And it's like, you know, it was like... She prepared for that moment. Like, she was, like, in her... it was, like, a few weeks of, like, I have to get ready.
She probably was taking acting lessons.
She probably talked to, like, Patty Hearst.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, really went deep.
Mm-hmm. She was getting coached 8 hours a day.
By Patty Hearst.
By Patty Hearst and an acting coach. Yeah. Just, like, giving her notes on how to perform.
She watched a lot of movies about, like, Ransom. She watched the movie Ransom.
She loves Ransom. Yeah. It's her favorite.
It's her favorite movie.
And also, like... I didn't see the second and third movie, but I really loved all the books. Like, I read all the books within a week of each other.
I didn't read I've, like, read passages, like, while, like, giggling with friends, but, like, I haven't committed. But the movie was wild. Like, there's literally a part where Kim Basinger in the second movie, his plane crashes.
Kim Basinger's in the second movie?
Oh, Kim Basinger plays...
She plays the older woman.
The woman that, like, taught him how to, like...
Is her name, like, Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's his, like, the woman who, like... sexualized him at a young age.
Yeah.
And
then also Dakota's like, you were abused.
Yeah, she was like,
abuser. And everyone's like, whatever.
Yeah, everyone's, he's like, yeah, but she's been there for me a lot. And she's like, okay, but she's also like the one who molested you.
Yeah.
But there's a scene where his plane crashes and then like you don't know what happened to him and you're like, oh wow. And then all of a sudden he appears and he emerges and he's at a party and his family's all there. They're all like really happy that he's alive. And Kim Basinger comes out of the woodwork, walks up to him and goes, hey, I heard about the crash. Hey, I heard about the crash. And he's like, yeah, I'm fine.
She's like, amazing.
But like, that's a line that Kim Basinger, who won an Oscar, says.
Hey.
And Marcia Gay Harden also won an Oscar.
Yeah.
And they're both in that movie. And I was like, God bless them.
Those movies really, like, the first one, it was one of the things I was most excited for in the world at that time, because I was a huge fan of the books.
Yeah.
And I really wanted it to be made into just, like, a really sexy, erotic, like...
Dark.
...story. And then it was, like, Disneyland.
I feel like they could have made it, like, legit gritty.
They could have made it so gritty. And I think that was what everyone set out to do.
Yeah.
And then the author got involved, and she was like, no, we need to make it, like, this way.
Well, this is actually tied into this, into our podcast, because I went, this year, I went with Sam, our friend Sam Lansky, who's been on your podcast before. And
friend of the pod.
Friend of Sup. And... Sheena, Katie, and
they were at the
Sheena,
premiere.
Katie, and Rachel
probably
were sitting behind us, and I was I was like dividing like into halves.
Yeah.
They were sitting literally behind, like I could hear Sheena breathing and eating. And they were eating like candy.
They
and
go to every premiere of 50 Shades.
I saw, and last year I also went with Sam. He took me like a good friend. Mm-hmm. And I saw Kristen and Katie taking photos with people. But this year at the movie, they were, I was like waiting to hear what they were like responding to.
Yeah.
They were laughing when everyone else was laughing at like the parts that were like intended to be funny, mm-hmm. which weren't that funny, but they laughed and they're, and I heard Sheena at least three times go, "Aw."
Did you hear any of their comments after the movie? Like, no, but that people were standing up and like filing out.
No, but they were invested.
They
and,
loved
like,
it.
They loved it and they were in it. And like, it was, the author was there and she was in like a full gown and like, she, it's like a total cult and they all like come from far to see her, but they were like true 50 Shades heads.
Oh my God.
And Sam, I was going to take, he was like, "You have to get a photo with them." And I didn't.
You should have gotten that
I know.
Photo.
But
whenever
like,
in doubt, you always need to just take the photo.
I also saw Stassi eating at Basics on Santa Monica with her boyfriend now.
Bo.
And I like waited for 10 minutes on the corner because I wanted to get, she was sitting right on the sidewalk basically. Like there was like a barrier between us.
Oh, so you could have just like crouched down kind of next to their table and just like selfied.
I called my boyfriend and he was like, "Just go ask." And I was like, "No, but I should have."
You're shy.
I am, but not.
You're shy and respectful.
But when I was with the boys, I was like, because I'd seen them enough that I was like, all right, I'm not like Stassi was like, I felt, because I'd only seen her really there.
Yeah.
So I felt like I didn't earn it yet.
If they were to say no to a photo, that would make me sad.
Jax almost didn't take the photo when I saw them at NASCAR.
Yeah. I've heard that he's like,
Schwartz was wonderful.
Wants to just help out all the fans.
He had his hand on my shoulder. Like he was like, and he went, "Hey Jax, come on. Come back."
The voice of reason.
One of the only gay people at this event at NASCAR wants to take a photo with you.
I'm like, I can't imagine a world in which they like get disillusioned by their own fame because they're truly so lucky to be famous.
Yeah.
Like they're like, I feel like they should always remember that and be happy.
But like,
and take all the photos.
Take every photo. And I think Schwartz, it was one of the greatest moments of my life. Like in the last year. Taking photos with them.
A highlight.
It was a highlight.
Do you know the actual date? Like, do you celebrate it as an anniversary?
Well, it'll be a year next, like, March.
Perfect.
It was, honestly, like, NASCAR was incredible. Like, it was the cool one. I've never been to that before. So, like, the whole day was just, like, one wonder after. Like, I'm being completely serious. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun going. And then seeing them made it, like, 1,000 times even better, which was insane.
Yeah.
But I thought of you, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Let's get into Sheena's backstory because there's really a lot to unpack. And you think you know. And
but
like,
you have no fucking clue.
That going through Stassi and Jax's history that like, oh, wow, how could anyone have like a crazier life story than them? But Sheena takes things to a whole new level.
I mean, you think like being a government sanctioned assassin is crazy. Like,
Just wait. Sheena.
Queen of Azusa. Queen of the Inland Empire.
Sheena was born, as we all know, in Azusa.
Yeah.
Which California. Is,
what, like an hour?
Somewhere.
45 minutes east? Going towards Palm Springs.
Your guess is as good as mine, really.
Somewhere. I don't fucking know.
It's somewhere outside of LA. Somewhere where you don't necessarily want to be
past
from.
Past Big Bear.
Into just kind of desert.
Yeah.
Land.
It's like, I mean, I have never stopped there, but like every time I go to Palm Springs, I always kind of take note. It's like West Covina.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's near like West Covina.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's like a nice suburb. It's like a very.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, she had a modest upbringing.
She did.
Her mom was a young mother, Erica. So she and her mom were obviously very close.
Featured prominently
up.
In the beginning of the series.
Yeah. And her mom always wanted Sheena. She groomed her to be on camera.
Yeah, her mom was like she tried to be an actress.
Yeah, her
she landed like a few like background work, but she didn't really ever make it.
Yeah, things didn't pop off really.
No.
And then she got pregnant, and then it was like
the
dream was over.
She moved to the Inland Empire. And
yeah,
she was like,
she
you
was
know
like,
what?
I can't afford this. Like,
I can't do this anymore. But I'm gonna, this thing inside me, mm-hmm. this human, this
soul,
divine thing that I've created, I'm going to gift her with my desire,
and I'm gonna put everything I have into her,
yeah,
to make her shine bright
like a diamond.
Like a diamond.
So they, so she had her young and she settled in Azusa, and like,
and Sheena was born with a smile on her face.
They literally said a full head of hair, that she came out with full extensions. Mm-hmm. She had like, what is that called? When you have like, oh, an ombre.
Oh, yeah.
She came out with like full wave, like wavy hair, like gelled. Yeah. Perfectly.
They were like, we've never seen a baby like this.
She came out with a full face of makeup.
Yeah. And
from Sephora.
If you like look back and search it, it was in like various medical journals, yeah, because no baby has ever been born with a full face of makeup
and full teeth.
Full ombre hair and teeth and smiling.
She had full veneers already in.
Yeah.
She already had some Botox.
And she was laughing too.
Yeah.
And they were like, she came out of the womb looking glam. And like, and her mom knew her star was born. Yeah.
Like all the doctor and the nurses were all like, oh my God, this is like really, this is not normal. And they were all really afraid. And the mom was just like,
she was like,
Erica was just,
it's fine.
It's happy.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good, guys. She was kind of like drugged up and she was like, no, it's all good.
She's like, it's God's plan. Yeah, she knew. And they wanted to take Sheena away and like study her. But Erica said, she slapped them on the hand.
She came out in she came out in a pencil dress, a pencil skirt.
She came out in an Hervé Léger.
Full face of makeup.
Ombre extensions, yeah. Veneers, smiling and laughing.
Threaded eyebrows. Full eyelashes.
Sheena looked more stunning as a newborn baby,
yeah,
than 60% of the world's population of females will ever look in their lives.
Yeah. She was like the world's most beautiful baby.
Yeah.
She came out and already like from the get-go, like when she was like an infant, she would like talk to an invisible camera. Mm-hmm. Like she'd be at her high chair and her mom would be trying to feed her and she would just start being like, I know.
Her first words were action.
And then also, I know, right? Mm-hmm.
That and was then, and then the laugh. And her then, signature laugh.
Those were her first words. And her mom was like, okay, this is, I already thought she was going towards something big, but like this is a sign.
Yeah.
So she got her an acting coach at age 18 months.
Mm-hmm. As soon as she said her first words and her mom recognized that not only was she like very vocal, but also had already as a baby a signature laugh.
Yeah.
She was like, this kid's going places. This is my ticket out of Azusa.
Yeah. This is my ticket to the big time.
Yeah.
To those lights of Hollywood.
She put Sheena in rigorous acting training.
Yeah, she did like she kind of studied method acting.
She studied it all. Method, Meisner.
Before she was 2 years old, she was already like in the Meisner like mm-hmm. mindset.
She didn't love it. She tried her hand at Stanislavski.
Yeah.
Then she tried just like the school of acting that's just reacting.
Yeah, she acted one of her big like end of year pieces in one of her acting classes when she was about 4 was mm-hmm. the Tennessee Williams play. It was
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Yeah. And yeah. She didn't nail it.
Mm-mm.
And she was really disappointed. Her mom came to watch. It was like all the parents came and like she was the youngest person in the class. And she tried to do the Southern accent, but she just could never lose that like Inland Empire accent.
No. And she kept laughing and yeah. it just, in real life and on camera, yeah. it worked and had a certain charm, but on the stage
yeah.
in a dramatic sense, it wasn't working.
She was like,
and that's when Sheena and her mom, Erica, more importantly, knew that Sheena was never, she wasn't meant to be on stage.
She's not going
to
be a stage star.
She's not going to be a stage actress.
So she kind of like, you know, she hung up her like Tennessee Williams.
Yeah.
You know, and
but it was good to have that
good.
Experience.
She was really happy about it.
Yeah. Like,
they had an end of the year briefing with her acting coach when she was like just turned 4. And mm-hmm. she was like, yeah, you know, I think I could have like done, I would have done things differently if I went back in time. And her acting coach was like, yeah, I would have too. I think you really put a lot of heart into it. And she's
yeah.
like, I do think you're meant for the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And by screen, I mean
Broadcast journalism. They were like, you have a newscaster's presence.
Yeah.
Like, this is who you're meant to be and what you're meant to do.
Yeah.
Sheena was always walking around her house with, like, play microphones and, like, speaking into them.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought, okay, wow, let's make Sheena the next like Diane Sawyer.
Yeah, this like one time, and it saved her life actually in the beginning, because mm-hmm. one time she was like 6 years old and she was playing in the front lawn, and this like abductor came, like a kidnapper came by, and he was like, hey little girl, can I get directions? And she had her fake microphone and she put it up to him.
Yeah.
And said, tell me about your life.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from?
And she put him on the spot.
She put him on the spot, and he was so flustered, and then drove his car like into a tree and died.
Yeah. And she had, what she had too were like little recorders.
Yeah.
So whenever she would do that, she would record.
Yeah. So she was like interviewing all the neighbors. Like yeah. she was like interviewing, like they would go be at the mall, and she would start interviewing like sales associates at like,
and it was
Crabtree and Evelyn and yeah. stuff. And,
mm-hmm. and Claire's.
And Claire's. She loved Claire's.
And it was really cute, and people were like, oh, that's so sweet. But what they didn't realize is when she did this to the potential abductor and got it on tape, the police were then able to go to use that tape and find out that he had abducted tons of children.
Millions.
Millions of children.
And saved some of them.
She blew the lid off of this whole child sex ring
yeah.
that was happening.
From her like Fisher Price recording.
Yeah. And her little play microphone.
And she was awarded in town.
Yeah.
When she was like 7 or 8.
And that was her first time appearing on the news.
Yeah. They like, so she'd been, once the police like realized like, hey, this kid has a real knack for it, she kind of like was, the Azusa police were like, hey, want to help us with like other stuff? And she was like, yeah. So they used her to like, her smile and her laugh, her hair, like she still had a full face of makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
They like were like, you can just maybe get information out of like potential criminals, like people who we believe are like, you know, frauding insurance or like people who are doing like drug rings, like things like that. And she got so many people arrested.
Yeah. And she was like, what do I get out of this? Like, as a young child, her and Erica, they were deal makers.
Yeah. And they, like, one of their prizes where they gave her a weekend at Six Flags mm-hmm. in, you know, past, like,
you know, off the highway.
About? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, and her mom was like, oh my God, we get to stay at like the Holiday Inn. And like, it was like a great weekend, and they went to the pool. But
they had a great vacation.
Like, I fucking hate this.
She likes Disneyland.
She's like, first of all, I would go to Disneyland. And second of all, like, this is bullshit. Like, I want camera time.
If you're not giving me camera time,
don't give me a fucking roller coaster.
I'm not playing ball.
Like,
and they said, the cops tried to explain, like, if we put you on camera, then people are going to recognize you, and then we won't be able to keep up this criminal stuff.
So she was like, fuck
it. She said, fuck you. I don't care.
Fuck you.
I'm not doing it anymore.
And they were like, well, how about we give you
a scholarship?
How about we give you like a day dedicated to you in Azusa?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about you.
Sheena Day.
And she's like, do we get some local media there? And they were like, fine. She's like, sure.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're not going to say exactly what it's for. Like, we can't say that you were helping us, but we're just going to say for citizenship.
Yeah.
You're going to get a day. And she was like, fine, whatever.
So she went on the news again, and for Sheena Day, where the mayor gifted her a key to the city of Azusa. Yeah. And that was her second ever appearance.
Yeah. So it was like it was a big deal. There was like a big barbecue. It was like there was performances.
And people really celebrated her mm-hmm. and her journey.
Yeah.
And Sheena realized that like everyone loved her on camera.
They did. Like off camera,
she didn't have many friends.
She didn't have many friends, but on camera, she came alive.
Yeah. And like, she was friends with everyone.
Friends with everyone.
And people appreciated her and asked her questions.
Totally.
She got to talk.
And so, like, the big day came for the news channel, like, the show to come on the local news segment. Like, it was, like, going to be, like, the next day at, like, 6 p.m. news kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she had, like, a whole, like, all the family came over. Erica had, like, a bunch of her acting friends from L.A. came in who were mm-hmm. all, like, struggling actors, too. It was, like, a big thing. They were all going to watch the local news segment starting at 6:12 p.m.
They got a cheese plate.
Yeah. Oh, they had catering.
Yeah.
Her mom knew someone.
Mm-hmm. And they catered, like, had tacos and yeah. a cheese plate.
I want tacos, Sheena said.
Yeah.
And they got it.
And Erica was like, anything for my baby.
So they get to, they're waiting for it to come, like, and they're like, up next, a little girl, you know, some heroes come in small packages. Not every hero wears a cape.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they wear fake eyelashes and full.
And 4 feet of hair extensions.
And 2 pounds of foundation.
And it was like a picture of little yeah. 8-year-old Sheena turning around, like her hair was yeah. like a curtain just flying around.
Yeah. So they're all like cheering. It's the commercial break, and then it comes back on, and everyone's about to like freak out, lose their shit. Sheena goes, "Shut up, everyone.
Quiet.
Quiet."
And then she goes,
just kidding.
And then everyone laughs.
Everyone laughs and laughs and laughs. And then this new segment comes on, and it's like, for like 12 seconds.
It was for 12 seconds. And then it's interrupted by, it was like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, breaking news.
Breaking news.
There's a high-speed car chase happening.
High-speed car chase happening.
And Sheena realized, my moment is being interrupted by O.J. Simpson.
Oh, my God.
Speeding down the highway on his white Bronco.
Yeah.
And that's when she realized, if it bleeds, it leads.
But she was so mad.
She was pissed. I mean, like,
they all piled in cars and they drove to, like, those, like, they went to where he was driving on the highway, and they went to those, you know how everyone was on the overpasses? Mm-hmm. And, like, they were,
she wrote a sign, said, "Fuck you.
Fuck you, OJ. What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah. And then she was devastated after that. Like, this was her huge moment to shine, and it got totally overshadowed yeah. by this horrible crime.
And by the next day, like, everyone forgot, even in her family, like, everyone was so glued to the TV, and like yeah. the whole trial, like, she was just
one of her cousins was making fun of her, and then Sheena was like, "Whatever, I still have the key to the city." And her cousin was like, "That's not even a real key. It doesn't open anything. It's just a fake key."
And she was like, "You're lying." And then she ran away, and then she went to, it was like nighttime, and she went to like
she a snuck random out.
Store and mm-hmm. like put the key in, and it didn't work.
And then she knew.
She was like, "Oh my God.
It was
like,
all a ruse.
It's a fucking lie." She went to school the next day after the OJ interruption, and like everyone was like, "How was your new show, Sheena? Like, I didn't see it."
She's, yeah.
And no one would believe her.
Yeah.
They were like, I knew they weren't going to put it on Sheena Day.
Yeah. And so she was very resented in her community of students.
The cops
kind of
distanced themselves from her because they were just like,
the cops are like, "This girl's a diva. Like,
we don't want to watch the OJ trial.
Yeah, like, it's too much. It's like, too much. Who cares?"
Yeah.
So Sheena grew up with virtually no stardom after that.
No.
Like, from age 8 years old to like 18, not much was happening for
she
her.
She returned to theater. She was in
mediocre
Guys and Dolls.
She
played one of the mayor's wife in The Music Man
mm-hmm.
at a regional theater production for kids.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah. Nothing, like, to write home about.
Nothing to write home about.
People were like, she would meet with agents every once in a while, like teen actors, yeah. and they'd be like, You're cute. Send us your headshots.
Yeah.
We'll send you out on stuff. But like,
this kid from The Music Man who played Winthrop,
mm-hmm.
who's the kid with the list from The Music
Man. Oh, yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
He was like,
huge role.
Adorable, like, you know, future gay of America,
mm-hmm.
and like just so cute. And he got cast in a Disney show from that play, and like the agents came, and like it was like Waiting for Guffman kind of, and no one even like went to Sheena. The
yeah.
kid got cast. He was like, he's like kind of successful now, but like it was all these things were happening to other people, and she was like, "What the fuck?" So she gave up theater again.
She gave up theater again for a second time, and then she was about to graduate from high school. And she and her mom had a serious conversation that was, "What are you going to do with your life, Sheena?"
Yeah.
Her mom was kind of disappointed, had lightly turned to booze to deal with the fact that her daughter hadn't become the star she yeah. thought she was going to be.
Yeah, her mom, like, they had kind of like a, it was a little estranged.
It was. They weren't really talking. They were texting a lot.
They would text, like, from the same room.
Yeah. But they really, like, her mom had a hard time looking at her because she had projected all these hopes, wishes, and dreams onto Sheena.
Yeah.
And then Sheena hadn't delivered. So it was just like, it was tense.
It was tense.
And her mom said, "When you're 18, you need to go to college or you're going to have to move out."
So Sheena was like,
Fine.
So she,
I guess I'll go to
last,
like,
minute. She applied to Azusa Pacific University.
Mm-hmm.
Pacific,
she got
Azusa.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got in.
She's
was
from Azusa.
Full ride.
And then she was trying to kind of figure out what she wanted to do. And
her roommate freshman year was like this really quiet girl who was really religious.
Mm-hmm.
She was from like even deeper. She was from like Ontario.
Yeah. Her name was Callie.
Callie. Hi, Callie. And Sheena was like, on the first day, like, Callie was just like, Sheena came in with her mom, and Sheena was like, you know, she had like the lofted bed, and like everything was fresh, and she was at Bed Bath, and, you know, she had all the shit. And,
mm-hmm.
and Callie was kind of like sparse, decorations. Her family didn't come because they like don't believe in cars.
Yeah. So Callie had like two pictures.
Yeah.
She was vegan. Yeah. And like only wore hemp.
Only wore hemp, like really Christian, like went to service all the time. And Sheena was like, whatever. And Sheena was like partying.
Sheena was partying. She like had a real affinity for taking shots.
She loved shots.
Her room was called hanging with the boys.
Yeah. Her room was the shot room.
Yeah.
And Callie would be like uncomfortably sitting there like watching them drink.
And, or like trying to sleep, like with her covers pulled all over her head, just like listening to Sheena and the boys.
Yeah. Play video games.
Mm-hmm. And Sheena, the one friend actually that Sheena did make in high school who carried over into college was this guy, Mike Shea. Yeah.
Who always sort of like...
He hung around her. He was enthralled by her.
Like on the day post when the news segment didn't come out for Sheena Day and like she was bummed, like he came up to her and he was like, hey, Sheena, I watched the 12 seconds before the OJ interruption and I thought you looked great. Yeah. I thought it was really cool. And she was like... Okay, thanks.
Yeah. He's like, you looked really pretty.
And she's like, thank you.
Thanks.
I know.
And then she like flipped her hair in his face and walked off.
Yeah.
But they slowly, like since she had no other friends, he would always sit with her at lunch. And she liked having him around because she would just talk and he wouldn't talk at all.
No.
But he would listen.
He would just watch her
and
mouth.
She liked that. And he nodded and agreed with everything she said.
Yeah.
And she was like,
huh,
you're a good guy.
You're good. You really listen to me.
Yeah.
He's like... Yeah.
She's like, you get me. And then she'd walk away.
And she'd flip her hair in his face and walk away.
Yeah. So Mike Shea also went to Azusa Pacific to like follow. And he always was in love with her. Like he, from the moment he saw her, he said, this is the most beautiful being I've ever seen.
Yeah. But he wasn't really in the group of guys that she hung around with.
No, he was like more into like AV stuff.
Yeah, he was like into gaming already. Like he played World of Warcraft and like was on like the headpieces like on his computer.
And he loved like smoking weed. And Sheena wasn't really into blazing yet.
No, she just loved shots.
Yeah, she loved shots and she liked being a guy's girl.
She liked literally being a guy.
Mm-hmm. She cut her hair off.
Yeah.
It was like a drastic change in her appearance that first year. And she cut her hair off into like a boy cut. And Erica flipped out. And she said, don't come home this Christmas.
Oh my God.
Even though you're like...
she cut her hair off?
A few miles away. Yeah. She cut her long, beautiful hair off. She stopped wearing makeup. She got kind of butched up for a little bit.
Wow.
And Erica wasn't having it.
She was like, don't come home this year. And she was like, fuck. And she was like, everyone was like packing up to come for Christmas break. And... you know, to their various homes in the Inland Empire. And Sheena was just sitting there, and you know, at the college center, and she was saying bye to people. But she was going to, you know, have some students stay over campus for the break who like live far away or like international. She was like, I'll just have Christmas here.
Yeah.
And Shay was actually on his way out, and he stopped in the college center to get a Dasani water.
Mm-hmm.
And he...
His favorite brand.
So he comes in and sees her sitting there all alone, and he's like, hey... what are you doing for this holiday? Maybe do you want to hang? And she's like, yeah, my mom is like so fucking stupid.
Yeah, she's such a bitch.
Just like cut my hair off and like not wearing makeup because like whatever. Like I'm literally one of the guys.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you can come stay with my family. And she was like, really? And he's like, yeah. And she's like,
Okay. So she had Christmas with Shay and his family.
The minute they got home, she went in the bathroom and she came out and all her hair had grown back and she was wearing a full face of makeup.
Mm-hmm. She felt like herself again.
Yeah.
And so she really like owed it a lot to Shay because she realized like, you bring out the real me.
Yeah.
Which she told him immediately.
He's like, I think you look beautiful with short, no hair or like all the hair. And she's
like however you want to look.
Yeah. However you want to look. I love it. And she's like, you love it. And he's like, yeah. So they like really bond over Christmas. He like helps his she helps his grandmother like around the house. Like his mom is like, Shay, Mike, this girl is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, like
his whole family really took a liking to Sheena. Mm-hmm. But they went back then to college after the break was over and they kind of just like drifted from each other.
She literally became one of the guys again.
But
kept her hair and everything.
Kept her hair and her makeup and everything.
Took shots.
And then, you know, towards the end of her freshman year, it was like coming time to like declare a major. She had no idea what she really wanted to do.
She was like, maybe I'll be a philosophy major. You know, she took a class that she really liked. Mm-hmm. And like, maybe I'll be a creative writer. Like, she wrote some short stories in an intro creative writing class.
Yeah. And Sheena, like, she made amazing grades. They were like, you're so smart. None of us would think this looking at you.
Yeah.
But you're actually like, you make great grades.
And she was like, that's my little secret.
Yeah. And so when she finally went home after that freshman year, she and Erica were back being friends again. And
Because
her hair grew back.
Yeah.
And Erica was old family videos of Sheena from when she was a baby were playing. Like, Erica was watching them, and she was just, it was kind of a celebration moment of, like, her beautiful girl being feminine again.
Yeah.
So she was like, let's watch old videos of you.
It was, like, videos of her with the Fisher-Price recording thing, and she was interviewing people.
Beep, 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 beep. Hey, guys, it's Sheena with the beat.
Yeah.
And that, when she heard that, it, like, echoed in her head. Sheena with the beat.
Yeah.
Sheena on the beat.
Sheena on the beat.
Sheena on the beat, beat, Sheena on the beat. And she was like, oh, my God, I'm going to major in broadcast journalism.
Yeah.
She said that, like, just out of nowhere. And her mom turned to her and was like,
gasped.
That's what we talked about with your acting coach. Don't you remember
that? Don't you remember? She said that you would be great as a broadcast journalist on camera.
Yeah. And she was like,
Mama, it's four.
I was four. But she was like, oh, my God, but I'm going, that's what I'm going to declare my major.
Yeah.
So, like, all summer she read up on broadcast journalism.
Yeah. She Googled it a lot. She, like,
she watched
read
Entertainment
Wikipedia.
Tonight. But she never watched, like, the Today Show. It was all, like...
No, it was all, like...
Access Hollywood.
Access Hollywood, Entertainment Tonight. She also watched, like, a lot of just, like, local news.
She loved local news.
She loved it more than even, like, the celebrity news.
Yeah.
And she went back in feeling, like, so confident for her second year of college.
And then one day on campus, like, she was feeling confident. Like, people, like, even more people, like, wanted to be friends with her. And one day on campus, she saw Mike Shay, and he was like, oh my God, like, how was your summer? And she's like, it's really good. I just declared my broadcast journalism major, and, like, I'm going to major in that. And he's like, wow, that's really cool. He's like, maybe you could join the AV club and take over one of the news channels. And she was like, we have an AV club? And he's like, yeah, I'm, like, in it.
She's like, what does that stand for?
What does that stand for? And he's like,
audiovisual.
And she's like, oh, that makes sense. So she was like, how do I sign up for this? He's like, I mean, you can just be in it.
Yeah, like, just, like, show up.
Just show up for the meeting. It's next Thursday. And she's like, I'll be there.
Yeah. So next Thursday rolls around.
She walks in a pantsuit.
In a pantsuit that's, like, blue, like, shark skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has her hair in a bun with a pencil in it.
Yeah. She's wearing huge glasses.
Huge
glasses. She knew. She read a lot about broadcast journalism, and she knew people would... She knew she was hot. You know, she's always known this from a young age, and she thought, what can I do to make people take me seriously?
Yeah.
And then she was like, that's it. I'm going to wear just huge glasses.
Huge glasses and a bun.
Yeah. And with a kitten heel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She kind of tried to, like, get more conservative in her look, because she knew that her looks, this was a job in which your looks could work against you sometimes.
Like, she finally watched some Katie Couric and was like, here's a woman who's attractive, but, like,
chooses not to be.
She chooses to, like, it for it to be about the journalism.
Yeah.
And, like, she kind of dresses down a little, or, like, dresses muted because to show how smart she is because of the patriarchy that she's working in.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I'm gonna do that. So she went out and bought big glasses, like, silly. She had, like, she tried on a bunch and, like, felt really silly.
Yeah. And then she was, like, laughing to herself.
Yeah.
She was like, this is so funny, and also it's so me.
Yeah.
And, like,
she watched Murphy Brown.
And then when she was putting her outfit together for that first day of AV, she realized, like, I don't want to dress in, like, muted tones. Like, that's not me. Like, I'm going to bring the Sheena flavor to the news.
Sheena style.
Yeah, Sheena style.
So she got this, like, shark.
She got her, like, shimmery blue pantsuit.
Yeah.
Her huge glasses.
Kitten
heels. Stuck a pencil in her hair and with some kitten heels.
Like,
and she was ready.
Dark red lipstick.
She was 25 minutes late to the class, but really made an entrance.
Oh, so it's, like, Mike Shay and, like, four other guys, and then... Callie.
Yeah. Kaylee. Sheena thought her name was Kaylee. She always was like, that's my roommate, Kaylee. And then Callie would be like, Callie.
It's Callie. Callie was in there too. So
Sheena was like, what are you doing in here?
She walks in, you hear, like, they were like, well, I guess we'll just start, because Mike was like, well, he told everyone Sheena was coming.
And you know what the reason that Sheena really wanted to be in the AV club is because when Shay was like telling her about it, she was like, well, who's in there? And he was like, well, it's mostly me and like four other guys. And then she was like,
one of the guys.
I'm a guy's girl.
So I get along better with guys.
Yeah. So when she walked in there and then saw Callie in there, she was kind of like, what?
But they heard like the clip clop of her kitten heels coming down the college center.
And Shay was like, that's Sheena.
And she walked in the door and she was said, sorry, I'm late. And she was holding a bunch of files.
Mm-hmm. and with a box that was connected like with a little suitcase full of more files.
Just she came in with files and like hundreds of pages of just files.
Yeah. And she was like, I'm ready to get to work.
She's
she was ready to report some news.
She came in and she came in with a microphone with attached to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I'm here.
Who has a camera?
She's like, camera. And he's like, well, and Shay was like, well, we can't like film anything. Like, we have to brainstorm what we're going to do this year. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm ready to go now.
Yeah.
She's like, you there.
She take turns, your pick, pointed to the files.
Yeah. She goes, I mean, I have so, he's like, well, what are the files about? And she just goes, files. And then, so then everyone is like, oh, okay.
And
but
then,
she chooses one, she's like, you there, to this like kind of overweight guy sitting mm-hmm. in the back. And she's like, pick up that camera behind you and come with me. And he's like, what? And she's like, we're doing this old school, guerrilla style. Sheena on the beat.
And then Callie kind of piped up and she goes,
She's titillated.
And she saw opportunity here. And then she's like, you know, the Phi Beta house is having a party tonight.
And Sheena was like,
That's our beat, guys.
That's the beat tonight. We're going to do sorority mixer extravaganza.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. She's like, come on, everyone.
She's like, pile in the van.
And they're like, what van?
What van?
She's like, I got us a van. I got a good deal. My godfather like owns a used car dealership
in Azusa. She like leased a minivan.
She drove a huge ass van back to college on the highway with a bun in her hair, with a pencil in her bun.
Yeah. So she piled everyone in this van that was actually just like a U-Haul.
She made Callie drive,
and then there were no seats in it. So she sat shotgun next to Callie and then made everyone just sit in the back, and they had like rolled around.
And she was like doing her makeup, like, and she was like testing out looks, and then she's like, oh my God. Okay. So guys, tonight.
And she's practicing. She's like, Sheena on the beat.
Sheena on the beat. Sheena on the beat. Beat Sheena on the beat.
Yeah.
And they're all like looking at like, and Mike, but Mike was like so turned on.
Yeah, Mike was like down. He saw her vision and saw where she was trying to take this, and he was like, God, she's amazing.
Yeah. So then they're like outside the van, they're about to go, like the sorority is like raging. Like mm-hmm. they're like parked across the street and they pull up and
there's like wild house party.
And people like are walking by and they're like, who the fuck's in that van? And then Sheena's like, she turns to Callie and she's like, how's my makeup? And Callie's like, it's perfect.
Okay. Yeah.
And she's like, okay, wait a minute. And she's like, oh, wait, you have a little smudge. And she like smudges Sheena's lips a little. And Callie's suddenly like titillated by it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I think you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. And Sheena's like, thanks, Callie. Sorry I called you Callie.
I'll remember your name from now on, I swear.
You're going to be my personal assistant.
Yeah. And producer.
And producer. So
and Shay heard that and he was like, he was kind of heartbroken.
Yeah.
He was hoping to be her producer.
So she grabs the guy. His name's Ted.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, come on, Ted. Get your camera. We're going in. So he's like, I don't really know how to turn it on. Like, I'm just like, I was just in it for the refreshments. And she's like, fuck you.
Callie?
And she's like, okay. So Callie takes the camera.
Yeah.
And they go into the party.
And they figure out how to like plug the mic into the camera.
Yeah.
And they like set Sheena up like right in front of a keg and a bunch of people like taking shots. And
doing keg stands.
Yeah.
And like everyone, like she walks in and everyone's like, who the fuck is that girl? Like no one knows who she is.
Yeah.
They're all and she's like, okay, ready? And she's like, the light gets turned on and they're like doing keg stands and Sheena's sitting there and she's like, hey guys, this
she
is
goes, three, two, one. Hey, guys.
Wait. Do that again. Three, two. Wait. Okay. Three, two, one. Hey, guys. It's me, Sheena Marie, and I'm here with Sheena on the Beat for Azusa Pacific University.
And she's like, I'm here from the Phi Beta Sigma house party, and people are drinking up.
People are drinking up. The music's going, and people are doing keg stands, and everyone's like,
everyone's kind of like weirded out.
Yeah,
but Sheena just like goes with it. She's like, so many people have taken shots. There are people passed out on the lawn, but not in here. The mood is still high. She's a little nervous, but it was
the blood is still pumping in here. Everyone's fully alive.
And then someone's doing a keg stand, and she like puts the microphone. She's like, "Hey, young man, what's your name?" And he's like,
"Kenny."
And she's like, "Are you in the sorority?" And he's like, "No, I'm in
the fraternity,
Kappa Kappa Zoo fraternity." And she's like,
"Oh yeah, right. I knew that."
How many shots have you had tonight? And then puts it in people's faces, and they're like, 7.
Yeah.
And she's like, how many shots have you had tonight? And then she does the shot report.
Yeah. She's like, the shot report is like a sidebar. It comes up, do, sidebar. She's like, we tallied the shots tonight, and it's a whopping 65 so far. She's like, can we get up to 200? I'll sell you by the end of the night.
So she's interviewing like all these like drunk college kids at this frat party.
Yeah.
And like, she's a little bit nervous at first, but then she gets into it.
Oh, like, she gets so into it. And the whole time, like, Callie's like, oh my God, this is like the best thing that's ever happened to me. Like, she's behind the camera. She's going, good, good.
You know? Like, there's one point where Sheena kind of freezes up, and then Callie's like, you got this.
Yeah, you got this, girl.
You got this. It's good. Keep going.
Yeah, so she just like rolls with it.
Up again, and then they leave like the party an hour later, and Callie's like, we got such great footage. Like, this is going to make...
It's going to be a good reel.
It's going to be a good reel.
So Sheena's like...
Sheena's, thanks.
Thanks.
I think we're going to make a great team.
So they do like a debrief at like a local diner. Mm-hmm. And like Shay's like pissed because he like didn't... He wanted to be with Sheena all night.
Yeah. He's like... She made him stay in the van.
Yeah.
She was like, I can't talk to guys and to ask them about shots if you're here.
Yeah.
And so he had to stay in the van with the other guys, and they just like ate cookies and like drank soda.
And talked about like WOW.
Yeah.
And so she's like, they're all at this diner, and Sheena's like, guys, this is the best. This is my team. Like, this is, the AV club's now going to be called Sheena on the Beat, and you're all going to be helping me with the beat. And they're all like, okay.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. So they start producing video, like news.
Yeah, like, and they're like getting kind of successful at school.
Yeah, like Sheena starts, it starts kind of as like party reporting, yeah, and then like shot report, but then
the shot report, the everyone shot on report. Campus people shouted her shot report,
and she goes like, woo! She's, yeah, like, how many shots have you taken today?
Everyone's like, 5, you know, so like they're,
god,
like,
I love it here,
god, I love Aziza Pacific,
people party there, so yeah, the shot report was very popular.
Yeah, she starts taking it to bars and like interviewing like not only college kids but like locals.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Sheena at, you know, Josie's Tavern in Ontario.
Yeah, and she kind of gets, like, there's a brief moment where she gets a little unpopular because she exposes a bar that's, like, accepting fake IDs, and she, like, narcs them out.
Oh, God. She goes up to these kids, and she's like, so how long have you had a fake ID? And they, like...
they, like, look at her and look in the camera.
Yeah.
And, like, and then she's like, we're here where it's a bar that only accepts 21 and over, but yeah, everyone knows this is the bar you go to if you want to get in. And,
yeah,
like, and then the bar gets like shut down, they like clamp down on the IDs, and so
she becomes
people can't like underage drink, so they're like, fucking Sheena, you're such a narc.
Yeah, so then like she becomes a pariah on campus. They call her narc.
Yeah, and so like that's kind of her first bump in the road, and then, yeah, she realizes at that moment, she's like, you know what, like I'm better than this. I'm, yeah, better than the shot report. I'm better than just like talking about bars
parties. Yeah.
And like, what is like important to me? And what do the people want to know about?
And she thought back to OJ. She thought back to the car chase. Like, it suddenly came to her, and she looked at Callie and she looked at Mike Shea and Ted, and she was like, oh my God, we need to be reporting on crime.
Yeah.
She's like,
If it bleeds, it leads.
She was like, I was used by the police as like a crime investigator, like, mm-hmm, with my Fisher Price recording. She's like, I can do this.
That's,
it's in my DNA.
Beat.
That's,
yeah,
our, that's Sheena on the beat now.
Yeah, that's what our beat is.
Our beat is blood.
Yeah.
Misery.
Devastation.
Blood,
crime. Tragedy.
That's us.
That's all I care about.
So they get like a trend, like a radio, like a police radio, and they, mm-hmm, just start listening. It's like Nightcrawler kind of.
Yeah.
Like they're ambulance chasers.
Mm-hmm.
And they
it takes them a long time though to figure out like how to report on crime.
Because how to use the radio.
And how to use it. And during that time, the AV club kind of gets like shut down.
Yeah.
And then everyone just has to like gather for their meetings in the back of Sheena's van.
Yeah.
And when people start to lose hope, it's like, we're never gonna get there. Like, blah, blah, blah. Sheena's like, no. We'll get there. We got the beat. We just have to find our inn.
Yeah. You're not going to get there unless you drive there in your van.
Yeah.
She's like, and that's what we have. We have a big van, guys.
Yeah. She's,
we
like,
have
it's
a lot.
The Azusa way.
It's the Azusa way. So they finally hear about this report of like a fire, mm-hmm, happening like in West Covina.
Yeah.
And it's like a big fire at some like, you know, senior citizen home. And it's really sad. And like people are trapped. And Sheena's like, that's the beat tonight, guys.
She's like, Callie, step on it.
Step on it, Callie. She has a big bun in her hair.
Yeah.
She's like doing her makeup again in the mirror.
Callie drives like a bat out of hell to West Covina to, yeah, cover this senior citizen's fire.
Yeah.
And
there's like people in the streets like screaming and crying. It's,
yeah,
like,
people are begging for help.
Yeah.
But Sheena is not qualified to like,
yeah,
be a firefighter. So, yeah, instead of helping any of them, she just sets up camera right in,
yeah,
front of the blazing fire.
Yeah.
And she reports the beat.
Hey guys, it's Gina Marie, and I'm here at the Elkwood Senior Center in West Covina, where a raging fire is killing dozens of...
Taking lives as we speak.
Taking lives, taking names, and someone, taking
like,
shots.
Leans out of a window and is like, help me!
Yeah, help me!
And she's like, as you can see, people are dying. They're screaming for help, and no one is here yet to help them.
Yeah, they're like, you there, able children, like, young people, could you... I'm only on the second floor. Could you please help me? And she goes, she looks up and she goes... Tell me what you're feeling right now.
And they're like, oh,
how hot is it?
I'm
how
scared.
Hot is too hot?
And I'm scared and it's so hot.
And I'm getting lightheaded. And she goes,
just breathe.
Just breathe. She's like, wow, it's getting really hot in her. Am I right?
And they're like, I'm literally dying. And
yeah, so like four people die like on camera as Sheena wraps up her story.
Yeah.
And she's like an elderly person like falls out of the home and like onto the ground, just like their charred skeleton.
Yeah.
And Sheena's like, looks at the camera and like winks and she's like, and that's the beat.
Yeah. Couldn't take the heat.
That's the beat.
That's the beat.
And like, she's like, cut.
And they're all like,
horrified.
Horrified. Like Callie's like crying, like Mike Shay
has a moment where he's like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to like lose my love for you by watching you be terrible like this, so
but I can't be a part
of it. I'm gonna walk away. And Sheena's like, fine, whatever, I have Callie and I have Ted. And Ted's like
I'm out too. Yeah,
but we realized Callie was crying because she was so enraptured.
She's like, this is amazing.
This is the best thing I've ever seen.
You need to do more of this. Whatever this is, you need to do it whenever you can.
And Sheena has a moment, like, people are crying and screaming in the background, like, being loaded into ambulances, like, body bags. And she, like, looks up and she's like, this is it.
Yeah.
I can just keep doing this.
Mm-hmm. She's like, let's do more of these. So they just, like, yes.
They literally just, like, chase fire trucks, like, fires, like...
They're the dream team
now.
They're
the dream team.
They chase car accidents, fires, robberies.
They get their segments on some local news. Mm-hmm. Like, they beat the local news there. The local news starts, like, kind of, like...
They're like, who's
Sheena on the beat?
Sheena on the beat.
And they, like...
She's scooping people.
She's scooping the fuck out of people. And people are, like... trying to like beat her to the scenes now, but she's always there. Callie's a lead foot.
Yeah, Callie like drives. She's like the driver in drive.
Yeah.
And just like gets Sheena to where she needs to go. And then Sheena reports the beat.
She like starts kind of making like enemies with like the local news, like the broadcasters. Mm-hmm. Like they're like,
they're all really mean to her.
Yeah. They don't like, accept her.
No, they don't accept her.
Like they all kind of meet before like at a scene where like there's like a big like robbery or like some kind of like murder or something. And they're all gathered outside and they're all kind of like trading info. And they're like, what do they tell you? Like, that's what the immediate like they meet before. Sheena comes in with her microphone. And she's like, hey, guys, what's going on? What did you hear? And they're
What's the beat?
What's the beat?
Like, why do you have a microphone?
Yeah, get your microphone out of my fucking face. And she's like, but guys, like, tell me, like, we're all on the beat together. Like, this is what we're doing. We're swapping stories. Yeah. And scoop, that's our thing. And they're like, you're not a journalist.
No, you're not part of this.
You're a ghoul.
Yeah.
You're
like, get the fuck
out
of here.
A ghoul with a microphone and like a lot of makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
You're nothing. And Sheena's like, fuck you. And she walks away.
And
she still beats them with the scoop.
So she's like beating them all the time, but like
something really bad happens.
What?
Sheena that same night she beats them. The story, her story, makes it onto the local news, and it goes like viral, like an early internet viral thing.
Yeah,
about this big robbery that happens at the Bank of America.
Yeah,
where like three people got shot.
Mm-hmm.
Sheena is like wins that night, and she's so happy. She and Callie are like celebrating. They go to a bar and they buy shots and they're celebrating. They have the van there, the Sheena van, and now says Sheena on the beat on the side of it.
Yeah,
the
license plate, it's pink.
On the license plate it says, what's your beat?
Yeah. And then like the outliner of the license plate, like the little, that says, I'd rather be on the beat.
Would rather be
on the beat.
So they're like celebrating and Callie's like, yeah, Sheena, like I feel like so close to you these past like 2 years that we've been doing this. And like, I'm so proud to be your producer. And like, I think also like I'm maybe in love with you. And Sheena's like, oh my God, that's so cool.
That's so funny. You're a joker.
And Callie's like...
She's like, I love you too.
Let's take shots. And they like they go over and these like they buy these guys a bunch of shots. And like Sheena like becomes one of the guys again. And Callie just like watches her from afar. And then they go outside later in the night to drive home. And the van has been vandalized.
by local news people. They write like fraud.
Yeah.
You suck.
Mm-hmm.
They changed it
to say semen on the beat. Like they did the graffiti Sheeman. On the set. Sheeman.
Yeah.
And that becomes their like nickname for her.
Blow me.
Semen on the beat.
Semen on the beat. And so Sheena's...
And it really irks Sheena.
It irks.
There's a lot of things she can take, but not being called semen.
And not the van.
Mm-mm, not the van.
She's sitting there just like in tatters. Her van has been like spray painted. Like,
she's crying.
She's crying.
Loud guttural sobs.
And Callie's like, you know, she just kind of confessed this thing to her. She was dejected, but she's still like hanging in there with Sheena because she like mm-hmm. believes in her so much.
Yeah.
And she's like, we'll show all them. She's like, we'll start our own.
Yeah.
She's like, what do you mean? Like our own network? And she's like, no.
Our own beats.
Our own beats.
And then she just winks at Sheena.
So then they start like...
staging horrifying accidents.
Yeah. They like drop things from like overpasses and like cause like pileups. They're the first people there at everything.
Yeah.
They like... They pay a guy to like walk into a bank and like hold it up.
Mm-hmm.
This like crazy person. They're like, here, take this gun. It's not loaded, but just walk in and like say
threaten.
Threaten. And like that guy ends up getting like
shot.
But they're like
killed by police.
And then Sheena's like, wow, crazy thing happening tonight at the Chase Bank in West Covina. She's like, this guy was shot, you know.
Mm-hmm. She's like, homeless man walks in. He's crazy.
Yeah. The police shot him. Like yeah. That seems not chill.
And like the news shows up like, and Sheena's like,
guess you should have gotten on that beat.
She's yeah.
like, because I was there first. And they're all kind of like, how is she beating us?
She's like, semen on the beat came early.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like kind of just like shoves it in their face. And so Sheena's like back on top, but it's under like very nefarious circumstances.
Yeah. She starts taking it a little too far,
mm-hmm.
but Callie just keeps pushing her.
And people are dying.
Yeah.
Innocent people are dying.
Yeah. Once that happens with, like, the homeless man, she starts, like...
Things, like... But she still is reporting, like, beat... Like, it's a mixture of, like, her own beats that she makes up and crimes, and then, like, other beats that happen.
Yeah, like, real beats.
Yeah, like, she goes... And she takes... She starts coming down to L.A. because she realizes, like... There's way more beats in LA than there are in like Azusa.
Yeah, she goes to like Hollywood Boulevard with her mic. It's like kind of like a man on the street kind of thing. And mm-hmm. she like goes up to people and she's like, how many pieces of pizza have you had tonight?
And they're like, three.
Three. And she's like, cool. Who's your favorite actor on the Walk of Fame? And they're like, Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
You know?
And then one guy like kind of gropes her.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's gritty, but she's like, needs new beats.
Yeah. So they start like...
She drives to like Venice Beach one day because a guy got murdered under the dock.
Under the boardwalk in Venice Beach. This like mm-hmm. kind of sketchy looking guy who's like looks vaguely like a government official.
Yeah. And she reports on that beat.
She reports on that beat. But like none of that. When you're in LA, she realizes she was a big fish in a small pond. Like in LA, like there's so much shit happening every second of the day that like a dead body. Ooh, cool.
Yeah. Who cares?
Who fucking cares?
Yeah. Like she reported on that dead person under the dock and no one even showed up to like talk about it.
Yeah. She reported on the bling ring.
Yeah.
Old news.
Yeah. She's frustrated because once again, it's like she's reaching an impasse in her career.
Yeah.
And she's like coming to LA. She has Callie who's getting like more and more intense every day. Callie's like
wants to just be with Sheena all the time.
Yeah, she's like always suggesting that they like poison people and like do all this shit that's like crazy illegal. Like, and Sheena's like I don't mind like some illegal stuff, but like some illegal stuff is like too much, Cal.
Mass poisonings are where I rule that out.
And Callie's getting kind of angry.
Yeah,
because she's like given it all.
She's like. She realizes that, like, her love that she felt for Sheena isn't... She's not, like, in love with her. She's, like... She, like, feels like she owns her. Like, mm-hmm. it's, like, a God complex thing. It's, like, you are... She, like...
I made you.
And she's, like... She starts dating this, like, guy who, like, lives in Hollywood. Callie does. And mm-hmm. he's, like, really fucked up and, like, into conspiracy theories and, like, is on Reddit. Early Reddit all the time.
Yeah.
And he starts, like, getting Callie, like, more against Sheena.
Yeah, he's like poisoning Callie against Sheena.
Yeah.
And he's like, you need to break out on your own. Like, we could be doing We could be doing like conspiracy videos from my house,
yeah,
like in my basement, but you're always like running off to do Sheena on the Beat. Yeah. Like, what the fuck,
Callie? No one's watching Sheena on the Beat. Like, Callie, you've been the star the whole time.
Yeah.
You've been behind the camera the whole time, and mm-hmm. like you've been running the show.
You made her.
You made her.
Without you, she'd be nothing. She would have no beat.
And look at what she's doing now.
She'd have a microphone with no camera attached to it.
She's living in the Days Inn on Highland in Hollywood and just mm-hmm. like chasing ambulances.
Yeah.
We're done with that. She's like, he's like, we're going bigger picture. And she's like, yeah, I fucking love you. He's
let's
like,
do it.
Love you too, babe.
Yeah. Sheena keeps calling Callie because Callie like falls off and like.
Sheena's all alone.
Sheena's all alone. They like have been texting and talking every single day. But like, but then when Callie like gets involved with this relationship, like she kind of just like ghosts Sheena.
Yeah.
So Sheena's like obsessively texting and calling her trash. She's like, their beats have been reversed. We're missing all the beats. Like, yeah. Come on.
She realizes how much she did need Callie.
She needs Callie.
Yeah.
And so she calls her and calls her. And then finally Callie's new boyfriend is like, you got to break this shit off with Sheena. Like, you need to tell her tonight
yeah.
that you're not doing the beat anymore.
You're doing Callie's corner.
Yeah. Callie's corner. And yeah. You're going to film me like in my basement talking about like, conspiracy theories.
And Callie's like, that sounds great. So she calls Sheena and she's like, listen,
we need to talk.
You know, Lenny is like my guy now. Mm-hmm. He's my priority. And you need to respect that and know that like without me, you'd be nothing. She's like, and I have a bigger picture now. I have a bigger project coming.
Yeah. And my I don't want to work with you anymore.
I don't want to fucking work with you anymore.
And Sheena is devastated.
Complete. She hangs up the phone.
She hangs up the phone, starts sobbing.
She goes to the hotel bar with Days Inn and just cries.
Mm-hmm.
She's crying to this bartender.
Yeah. Guess who's next to her, sitting next to her at the bar at the Who? Days Inn? John Mayer.
Oh my God. He's having like a dark night.
He's having a really dark night.
He ended up at the Days Inn.
He
played a concert at the Hollywood Bowl and he like...
He walked over to the Days Inn.
It was like he just broke up with Jennifer. He's like mm-hmm. kind of like, fuck, like another high profile relationship down the tubes. Like I have Jessica Simpson, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Like who else did he date? Like,
well, this I think maybe is pre-Jennifer.
Aniston.
Mm-hmm. And oh. It's just like their first kind of meet.
Yeah. He like turns to her and he's like, how many martinis deep
have you had?
Yeah.
And she goes... Three. She goes, how many? He's like, ask me a question. And she's like, what? And he's like, ask me how many shots I've had. And she kind of perks up. She goes, how many shots have you had? He goes, 17. And then she's like, what? And then he's like, Sheena on the Beat, right? And she was like, what?
Shot tally.
And he's like, shot tally.
He's like, I used to watch that.
Yeah. I love Sheena on the Beat.
I used to watch like videos of it.
He's like, you're cool.
You're cool. I always thought you had something in you.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God.
And then he's like, peace out. And then stumbles off.
Yeah. And she's like, wait, are you in the band NSYNC? And he's like,
no.
And walks off. She
had no idea who he was.
Yeah,
she was just like, oh, you're tall and like kind of hot.
Yeah.
So this is like early John Mayer, like when he was, it was like, this was like Jessica Simpson era. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like Jessica Simpson relationship had just come to a halt and he'd said all those like horrible things in the media and like was kind of being excommunicated.
Sheena like later like saw him on TV like.
And she was like, oh.
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
Wow. But he like reinstilled this like notion that like I did some great shit.
Yeah.
Like even if Callie like pushed me to do, you know, crime chasing, like people love.
And hurt people.
Yeah.
The bottom line is that people love me.
They remember me.
They remember me and they love Sheena on the Beat.
They love Sheena on the Beat and they love shots.
So she decides to stay in LA and she gets like a room, in like a cheap apartment.
Yeah.
And she's like still trying to do like broadcast journalism, but it becomes like much more of a side hustle.
She like goes to like an audition for some kind of like Access Hollywood type show where they're like casting for like, you know, red carpet interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
And like she does one red carpet for like this like weird early internet news site that's like kind of adjacent to like Pop Candy's TV or something. And she's like,
she's okay at it.
Yeah. She's like, not good. But she goes to like the premiere of like, you know, Cheaper by the Dozen 2.
Yeah.
And she's like,
it's fine, but nothing's like popping off again. Yeah. And she's like kind of sad, but then she meets with an agent who's basically like, hey, it's NBD. Like, we'll put your headshot out there and we'll start floating you around. Like, I can get you jobs doing like this and that.
Yeah.
But you should consider getting like a day job. And she's pretty sad about that.
Yeah.
Because her beat was her day job. Her beat was her life.
Even though she made no money.
Even though she made no money.
She literally never
watched
made money.
The videos. Like, she doesn't even know how John Mayer watched the videos.
When she was doing the beats for the local news in, like, Covina, like, she somehow never got paid because, like, they never offered and she never asked for it.
Yeah, she was just like...
She thought she would just get paid automatically.
She thought that's how it worked, is that you just... When you do something, someone pays you for
yeah.
it. Yeah. Like... If you do something like pick up a microphone and talk to it, then check your bank account in 2 weeks and you have like a direct deposit
yeah.
or like a paycheck comes in the mail.
But she didn't get it.
And she thought like the longer that went by without her getting a paycheck, she just thought that like that means that she had a huge payday coming.
Yeah.
But no one ever told her.
You actually like, have to like.
You have to like sign a contract. Yeah, yeah. And like invoice people. Fill out paperwork and
so
like
she's broke.
Have a salary.
Yeah.
She's totally
she has
broke.
To sell her van.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so she's like, fine, I'll get a fucking day job.
So she starts working as like a waitress around West Hollywood and she likes West Hollywood.
Yeah.
There's a lot of characters there. She feels like some beats could pop up for her if that's what she wanted.
One day she's walking to work and she almost gets hit by a taxi.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
and the girl just screams at her, like, out of the way, cunt!
Yeah.
And then she hears the girl, like, scream at the cab driver, do you take checks?
Yeah.
And she's just like, God, West Hollywood's
crazy. West Hollywood's crazy. The people here are famous and they're really busy.
Yeah. And so she's always, like, bopping around, kind of, like, observing and, like, trying to figure out, like, what she should do. But she's, like, you know, she's street savvy after being, like, on the beat this whole time.
Yeah.
So she has her hands in a lot of places. And she kind of, she starts, like, having, like, really high-profile affairs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, she has an affair with, her first affair is with Andy Samberg.
Mm-hmm. She loves, like, comedians.
Mm-hmm.
She's a chuckle fucker.
She goes to the Laugh Factory on Sunset.
Yeah.
And she's, like, she goes to that, like, deli place attached to it. And
yeah.
she, like, waits.
And she waits. And then she just, like, uses her natural God-given charms. And her laugh and her signature hair flip.
She hits people in the face with her hair.
And they kind of just become like enamored of her.
Yeah.
So she and Andy start having like a full blown affair. But
yeah.
she breaks up with him because she's like, you don't take anything seriously.
And then he ends up with Joanna Newsom.
Yeah.
So it's like all good.
And so then she like moves on to like an even bigger affair. She and Idris Elba.
Oh my God.
They sleep together for a while.
But he wasn't really known yet.
I know, but she really liked him.
But like, how could you resist?
She couldn't resist.
Yeah.
Like they met, he was kind of down and out at a bar and she said like, she struck up a conversation with him because he's hot and he's down. He's like, you know, I audition all the time. I go out for this and that, but like, I don't get anything. I don't get anywhere. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I think your career is going to be huge. And like, he was like invigorated by her faith in him.
Meanwhile, she's like recording every one of these.
Yeah. She keeps tapes.
Mm-hmm.
She's now into like just like secret recordings.
Not for really anything. She just likes to record.
She just
people.
Likes to have it.
Just like she did when she was a little girl.
Yeah. It's her first passion.
She starts tapping her phone calls with everyone, regardless of who.
Mm-hmm.
And she. Even like bill collectors, like people, like she just is constantly recording
and she's creating files, physical files.
Yeah.
Because that's another passion of hers.
Files.
Is files.
So she starts, you know, going through like various men.
Mm-hmm.
And
she and Che are still like in touch every once in a while. Like they check in. He calls to check up on her.
He's still in West Covina,
but he cares about her. So he'll call her and he'll be like, hey, how are you? And then she'll launch into like an hour and a half monologue about like all the guys she's fucking and what she's doing. And then she's like, okay, thanks, bye. And then like hangs up. But it's good. He likes like getting that check-in time.
Yeah.
And it's good for her too. Like she gets to talk about it.
Yeah. He's like her therapist.
Yeah. So then Sheena finally gets a job through like one of her like fuck buddy famous guys, gets a job at this like cigar room mm-hmm. in Beverly Hills.
It's a really big deal for her.
It's a huge deal for her. Yeah. And like, she's going to be finally like making good money for the first time in a really long time.
On her interview, she's like, I'm literally one of the guys.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, you have the job.
Yeah. The interviewer goes, are you a guy's girl or are you a girl's girl?
Total guy's girl.
And they go, okay, you're hired.
Okay, you're fucking hired.
You start tomorrow.
Wear this dress.
Yeah.
And do what we tell you. She's like, cool.
She's like, love it. So she starts working here and like it leads to her fucking like so many more like hot famous guys. Yeah. And she's just like plowing through them. And like everyone at work.
Good for her.
Good for her. Everyone at work calls her a heartbreaker because these guys, like she's A, attracting such like A-list clientele into the bar. And like it's all guys that work there and just Sheena.
Yeah.
And they have like a lot of respect for her because these A-listers come in, like she fucks like George Clooney for a little while.
My God.
And she won't let any of them be her boyfriend.
No.
And like she's like, and they are all like calling her all the time, texting her all the time. But she like, she's seen things to where it's like, who cares if you're famous?
Yeah,
like,
she also...
I've seen people burn to death.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm sorry, Brad Pitt, but you don't impress me much.
She also sends occasionally, like, an anonymous, like, package to various, like, of these celebrity men with just the recordings.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the thrill.
Yeah, just to let them know who has the power in this situation.
And that they were the beat.
Yeah. You're a great beat.
And, yeah, the notes always say, surprise, you were the beat.
And they have no idea what that means.
And it just says like a little wink face.
Yeah.
But surprise, you were the beat the whole time.
And they're like, what does this
What does this
mean?
Fucking mean? It's just a recording of
they
them.
They give
like,
it to like their lawyers and they're like, what is this? And
I don't
the lawyer's
know.
Like, I have no fucking idea.
Just get rid of
but
it.
But you're like the fourth man that's like asked me about this.
Yeah, but just get rid of the tapes.
Get rid of it, destroy
and
it.
And it's not even like that incriminating.
No.
It's like them,
it's
talking,
like them
about,
talking about
like
what their favorite pizzas.
Yeah. Surprise.
Surprise. You were the beat.
You were the beat all along.
And they're like, what?
How does it feel to be... One of them says, how does it feel to be the beat?
Yeah. One of them's like, beat ya. And they're like, beat me at what?
Can't beat me.
Yeah. And it's like all beat puns.
Yeah.
But related to like nothing.
She goes to the UPS store on Sunset and like giggles. She like
and
has
she's
them,
always like signing
yeah
and she's like
yeah
like just loves like terrorizing these A-listers.
The UPS people are like, what's going on? Like she always, like every week she comes in with a new package.
Yeah. And so finally, like, she's doing really well at the cigar bar.
Oh yeah, she's racking up
the tips. Making crazy money in tips.
One day she gets a phone call and it's Shay, mm-hmm. Mike Shay, and he's like, did you hear about Callie? And she's like, no. And she's like, oh, her and her boyfriend killed themselves together because there was an eclipse.
And he thought Sheena's like, he thought it was the end of the world.
Yeah.
And they did an early Facebook live.
No, it was like a fucking like
MySpace live.
MySpace like Windows Media video mm-hmm. of them killing themselves together.
They just like created a website and then uploaded a video of it.
They drove to like where Area 51 is, like in Nevada.
Yeah.
And like Broom Lake. And they like were at a motel and they killed themselves together.
Sheena was like,
I missed the beat.
I wish I'd been on that beat. And Shay goes, I know.
I know. And she's like,
okay, bye.
Okay. He's like, and then he calls her again. And he's like, could I like come see you sometime? And she's like, for what? And he's like, well, like come to LA. Maybe I could like stay the night with you or something. He's like, I just want to like hang out. Like I haven't seen you in so many years. And she's like, well, I'm on the beat like constantly, so like if you want to come out and like try to like keep up with me for a night, like fine.
I guess you think you can handle my beat.
Can you handle the beat? And he's like, I handled it a while ago. And she's like, well,
okay. So she's working at this cocktail bar and lo and behold, who comes in again?
John Mayer
with Jennifer Aniston.
They're at like a party.
Yeah, they're having like a party in the back room. Sheena has to show Jen where the bathroom is.
Yeah.
Jen tells her she looks so pretty and Sheena's just like flattered.
She's like, wow. Sheena runs into the bathroom really quick and like fixes her hair and like goes back out and like kind of like keeps looking at John Mayer to like try to like make eye contact and be like, remember me from that bar? But he's like not noticing.
Yeah, he's like not with it anymore. So she, like, times have changed.
So she finally comes over with him and the guys that he's hanging with, and she's like, hey, like, what's everyone ready to party tonight? And she goes,
how many shots have you guys had?
And John kind of like flicker comes on and he goes, wait a minute. And then all of a sudden Jennifer's like, I want to leave.
Yeah.
I hate this.
Like, she's like, let's go.
My skin is, I just got like a great facial today. And like, this is going to mess up my like.
Too much smoke. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, going to go. But he's like, he points to Sheena and he goes,
You're onto something.
You're onto some kind of beat. Sheena's like,
and she's like, oh my
God. It worked.
So then eventually he breaks up with Jen and he comes back.
Yeah.
And John Mayer actually gets obsessed with Sheena.
Yeah.
Like, starts coming into the cigar bar all the time to talk to her about the beat. And he just takes so many shots.
He takes like 12, like one day he takes starts like off 35 with like, shots.
Yeah. Like cumulatively in 2 hours. Like his first order, she's like, hey, what's your beat? What can I get ya?
Yeah.
And then he's like 12 shots.
And one day he's finally like, hey, can I get your number?
She's like, I guess. So she gives it to him. And like, she kind of like takes pity on him a little bit because he seems to be like really down and out. Like he and Jen Aniston have broken up and like he just seems pretty lonely.
Yeah.
And he takes so many shots. He takes more shots than anyone Sheena's ever known.
And he like plays the guitar. And she's like, this is cool.
And so like one day, like he invites her to like come over to his house and like she does just because she's like, he clearly needs company. And then he'll just like play acoustic guitar and like kind of sing. But Sheena's never really been into that.
No.
So she's just like, are you done? And then he'll be like, yeah. And then she'll leave. So they start hanging out and like Sheena's listening to his guitar.
Is she recording him?
She's recording everything.
Yeah.
And then one day, like one night, John just like breaks down crying. He's like singing Your Body is a Wonderland and he just like starts weeping, crying.
Oh my God.
And Sheena's like, you know, she thinks he's like kind of dramatic, but she like goes to him and like starts rubbing his back and she's like, John, you're gonna be okay.
Yeah.
You're John Mayer. Like, it's all good.
Life is
like,
good.
She's like, life is good for you. You're John Mayer.
Yeah.
Like, this is what you want, right?
This is what anyone wants.
Yeah. And then he kisses her. And she's kind of like, no.
That's not who we are.
No, that's not who I am. You're not like George Clooney.
Yeah.
Like at this point, Sheena's only fucking A-listers.
Yeah.
Like, and John Mayer is like, just not her, up her alley.
He's not, he doesn't fit the bill for her.
Yeah. And so, and then like, she's like, stop. This isn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
No. And then she leaves. But John gets upset and he wants to be your boyfriend.
Yeah.
He wants to be with her. He starts texting her nonstop.
Smiley faces.
Showing up at her apartment. Like,
he shows up when Shay comes to visit.
Yeah, Shay comes to visit and Shay's like, who's that guy waiting outside in that car?
She's like, ugh, it's just John Mayer.
It's John Mayer.
And he's like, really? And she's like, yeah.
She's like, don't even look at him or make eye contact. Just pretend he's not there. Because if you look at him, he'll like start texting me again.
Yeah, and he'll cry.
Yeah, he's always crying.
He's always, literally always crying.
She's like, did he have a guitar with him? And Shay's like, yeah. And she's like, yeah.
Standard.
So finally, the stalking gets so bad that Sheena has no choice but to go to a news outlet. And she basically like tells Us Weekly, like, hey, like, I've been like fucking John Mayer, just to get him off her back.
Wow.
And she has this like eight minute.
You would think it's because she was like
with him
and wanted to
get attention.
But it's because she was trying to get out of something.
Yeah, it's because like John would not stop hitting her up, and so she was like, I have no choice but to like blow this up.
I can make the beat my escape.
Yeah,
like, surprise, you are the beat, and surprise, I'm getting out of it.
Yeah. And so when she does this like 8 minute video interview with Young Hollywood, she's like, meet me at this house in the hills and I'll tell you everything you need to know about John.
She sends them a piece of computer paper and it's written in crayon,
mm-hmm,
in like cursive, and it has like a little heart and like where the eyes should be.
Yeah.
And it says, meet me at this random house in the hills.
I don't give you the scoop.
I don't know who lives there, but like, I'll pick it out and I'll tell you when.
Mm-hmm.
Come when it's dusk.
I'll light a fire and we'll talk, John.
You know, prepare to be on the beat. And they're like, what the fuck does this mean?
The beat. And she's like, just do it.
She makes Shay come. He does her makeup.
Shay does her hair and makeup. He's like, you look so beautiful.
You look so beautiful. You're like the most beautiful woman in the world. And she's like, thanks.
Thanks, whatever.
So she does this interview with Young Hollywood.
Yeah, and it's like to get John off her back.
Yeah.
And like she says like subliminal messages that only he would understand. That's basically a threat that it's like, I will tell everyone, like I'll release the tapes.
Yeah.
If you don't stop texting me.
And it's also a warning to every guy.
Yeah.
Like, I have the tapes.
Mm-hmm.
You're all on the beat. Like, I'll do this for all of you.
Yeah. And so now, like, Hollywood is shaking in their fucking boots.
Because she is, like, more than willing to go on TV and, like, tell them everything.
Yeah, air their dirty laundry.
Like, literally,
and she has the receipts.
She has all the receipts. She has all the tapes. She literally tells Young Hollywood that John Mayer sends her, like, smiley face texts.
Yeah.
Like, the kind of smiley
and sometimes
face.
A wink, depending sometimes on what they're wink. Talking about. And she looks in the camera, and every man, literally every A-lister that's been on a red carpet who is male with a penis shudders when
and
they see that.
And the best thing is there's, like, no reason why she's recording any of them.
No, she just knew they would come in maybe handy someday.
So John kind of
backs off.
He's like,
and never speaks of it again.
Never speaks of
never
it
will
or her
even
again.
Like, he won't even qualify questions about Sheena with a response because he knows that she has tapes of him like weeping and yeah. singing like "Your Body Is a Wonderland."
So one night she gets off work really late.
Mm-hmm.
And she's walking kind of towards Robertson.
Yeah.
On Santa Monica. This is like, what, 2000?
This is later. This is like in 2011 or 12. This yeah. is like 2012.
So she's like coming off a shift. Like she had to park her car like all the way down off Melrose.
Yeah.
And she sees this woman and she's starting a fire.
She sees this woman with like a match, like trying to like light something.
It's like, and she looks and she sees this restaurant
and she's like, sexy unique restaurant? Sir and she just kind of watches as this woman is like trying to like clearly light a building
dark,
on fire
in
the dark
night.
In an alley
in
and
an
Sheena's
alley.
Just like
and you hear the woman going, bloody hell,
what, the wind
is this?
And so Sheena just kind of like shrugs it off and thinks it's weird, but like keeps walking. And then a couple years later, one of the A-list guys ends up calling the cigar club and getting Sheena fired.
Yeah.
And so Sheena's like realizing the jig is up and she might have to move back to Azusa.
Because everyone's going to know.
Yeah, because everyone's going to know. And like she can't get a job. She can't get a job anywhere.
Yeah.
Like they've basically blacklisted her from all high profile, amazing restaurants. It's fucking bullshit.
It's
but the patriarchy is fucked with Sheena.
Yeah.
And now she's out of a job. She tries to go to like Giorgio Baldi's. Nope.
Oh my gosh. She thinks maybe by the beach it'll be better.
Yeah. She goes to like Il Cielo. Nope. Yeah. She starts going to like.
She tries going to Moon Juice.
Moon Juice. They laugh her out of the fucking room.
Yeah.
And finally, she's like in Beverly Hills. She's just tried to get a job at La Scala. They basically told her to fuck off and die. And like she's walking dejectedly around Beverly Hills when she sees that same lady who was lighting a fire in the alley get out of a Bentley and walk into this like white restaurant called Villa Blanca.
It's Lisa.
And it's Lisa.
She on her way in, she kind of looks over at Sheena and like kind of has like almost like she recognizes her. And she walks back in. And Sheena's like, she sees a sign that says help wanted.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, that woman is like who I need to be following.
Yeah. And she's like, this restaurant, she's worried though, because she's like, this restaurant looks really chic and expensive.
They'll know
everything.
I'm on the beat.
And then she goes in and kind of requests like to get an interview.
And Lisa walks up, she overhears her talking, like, and then Lisa goes, did I hear someone's wanting an interview here? And she turns around and it's like the most glamorous woman Sheena's ever seen.
Yeah. And Sheena's
like, it's like literally like Aphrodite in front of her. And she's like, oh my God, you are.
She's speechless.
I am.
For the first time in her life, Sheena has no beat.
Her eyes water. Yeah, she has no beat.
Yeah.
She can't talk.
Mm-mm.
And she's like, yeah, yeah. And Lisa goes, well, I have 5 minutes. Why don't we sit over there and have a glass of rosé and you can tell me a little about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So Sheena sits down. She starts like muttering like a bio. Like she graduated with a BA in broadcast journalism. Like she's like, and then Lisa goes, "Did you like watching me that night?" And Sheena goes, "What?" She goes, "You know what I'm talking about. The night you saw me trying to burn down my restaurant."
And Sheena's like, "I don't."
And she goes, "But you know everything, don't you, Sheena on the beat?"
Mm-hmm.
She already knew who she was.
She knew who she was from the moment she even spotted her.
Yeah.
Because she knew, like, Lisa had watched Sheena on the beat from when Sheena reported about that first fire at the old folks' home.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like around the same time Lisa was getting into fires. And so she watched this video and she turned to Ken and she was like, "Darling, look at this fire. We could work with that." He said, "Yes, darling."
Yes, 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 darling.
So she was just intrigued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she goes, "I've heard about you, your reputation." Mm-hmm. She's like, "And I have to say,
I love it.
I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I admire it." And Sheena's like, "Wow, you do?" And she's like, "Yeah, I think you have something in you."
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, "What would you say if you came and worked for me?" She goes, "But with a price."
And she goes, "You can never tell anyone about what you saw in the alley that night."
Yeah.
And she basically makes Sheena say, she says, "And you have to give up the beat."
But Lisa goes, "How about one more beat? A beat for all beats." And Sheena's like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "I've got one for you, my dear." And she tells her that she's going to be, she's already like on the show. Sheena has no idea what Bravo is. She only watches Access Hollywood.
Yeah. She's like, "You can be," like, she's hiring her to work at Villa Blanca.
But she's like, "But I have a role for you to play." Mm-hmm. She's like, "There's a woman that's going to be on
my show,
whose husband is a Hallmark actor." Mm-hmm. He acts in sort of... So she basically describes Eddie Cibrian.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Brandy Glanville is this woman who's married to him. She's on her show."
Yeah. "Go fuck him.
I want you to go fuck him."
And Sheena's like...
Sheena's like, "Wait, what?"
She's like, "Who do you think I am?
I don't fuck married guys."
Mm-mm. She's like, "I have standards."
Yeah.
"And I only fuck A-listers."
And she's like, "Well, like, she's time like, to well, change for you. Like,
see about it."
Yeah.
"Why don't you beggars, meet him and see about it?
Beggars can't be choosy." And she's like, "Trust me, darling, it'll be good for you and me and all of us." Mm-hmm. So she basically is like, hatches a deal. Like, Lisa gets her to fuck Eddie Cibrian.
Yeah.
When he's married to Brandy Glanville.
But what she didn't realize and what Sheena didn't see coming is that she falls in love with Eddie. And it's shocking to her because she didn't think she could love anyone.
No. And Lisa knew.
And Lisa knew. She knew exactly what she's doing.
She loved it.
She's the fucking puppet master.
It was like, and you know, sort of like reminiscent of like when Linda Tripp would record Monica Lewinsky.
Mm-hmm.
Sheena would call Lisa like after work all the time and tell her about like what she and Eddie did.
And Lisa would record.
So Sheena, Miss Beat, the queen of beats.
She got beat.
She got beat by the ultimate beat, Lisa Vanderpump. Lisa... You think that like Sheena is good with recording and has it out for everyone and like is like constantly has receipts.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa has like a department.
Yeah. She's a whole other house.
She's a house is full of shit on people. Lisa has the receipts on every person
on
in Los
everyone
Angeles.
Who ever existed in Los Angeles.
So Lisa's been recording these phone calls.
Uh-huh.
She gets Sheena to tell her like intimate details.
And then Sheena at one point is going to just run off with Eddie and like they're going to leave LA and start over. And he's like ready to stop acting. He's in love with her. She's in love with him.
They start like looking for houses together. And
they're
like,
looking for houses.
Orange County.
Yeah. In Orange County and even back in Azusa. Because, you know, Sheena at the end of the day wants to be close to her family. And she tells Lisa this. And Lisa says, "I don't think so, darling.
I don't think so."
And she slides a manila folder over to Sheena. And Sheena opens it. And it's all the conversations.
Not only that, it's all the beats that Sheena started.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Fires, crime, like the homeless. Like she has pictures of
her.
She
somehow
from,
has Cali. Like she got into like Cali's archived videos of Sheena.
there's like surveillance cameras of Sheena handing off a gun to like this crazy person and like
CCTV, like all sorts of things. And Sheena's like, "Where did you get this?" And she goes, "I got the beat." And then Sheena knows that she has no choice but to execute Lisa's will.
So she's like, "You're not going to leave. You're going to stay. You're going to leak. I'm going to leak this to the media.
And you're going to be on my new show.
Vanderpump Rules. I'll have you come work at Sir.
Mm-hmm.
You get away from this place. And you have to go on every press junket, I say so,
and
to talk about, Eddie Cibrian.
Eddie Cibrian, who's married.
And has children.
And
Sheena's like, oh my God. And she's like, and you must do all of this, dear, or I will submit these files and every other file to Radar and Us Weekly and every news place that you've been leaking information to.
And the FBI.
And the FBI.
And we'll see who the fire starter is now. And so Sheena truly has no choice and is blackmailed by Lisa into appearing on Vanderpump Rules.
So like, she appears in Vanderpump Rules and she goes on like her first like it's like Access Hollywood. It's like a big deal.
Yeah.
She's getting makeup done. She's really nervous. Mm-hmm. And guess who comes knocking on the door?
Who?
Shay. Hey, I came out today. I just wanted to...
Just wanted to check in, see how you're doing.
And in that moment, like, Sheena is like completely broken. Like, Eddie Cibrian, like, they've broken off. Like,
he won't talk to her anymore
because
he thinks that she ran to the media and like is willingly going on this show, and like Lisa's meddling with their whole lives. Like, Brandy Glanville has it out for her. Stassi,
she's calling her
a homewrecking whore all the time.
She's slandered on like everywhere in Hollywood, like West Hollywood, like all over LA. Like, she's now has this like, and it's right now it's because of Lisa.
Yeah.
And she just feels broken, and she's like sitting looking at herself in the mirror, like about to go on like some stupid like 5-minute segment about like her side of the story.
And she confides all this in Shay, and he says, I'm here for you.
I've always been here for you.
Always been here for you.
And she goes, really? And he's like, yeah, like literally. And she's like, I guess you have. And she's like, you know, I never really saw like what your eye color was until now.
They're brown.
And he goes, no, they're actually green. But she's like, okay.
She's like, Hazel. So Shay's like, I got your back. And Sheena's also upset because she never wanted to be on reality television. Like, this was so far away from anything she ever wanted to do with her life.
Katie Couric.
And she, like, tells Shay this. And she's like, and I can't even, like, be on the beat anymore. Like, my beat is ruined. And Shay goes, you know what? I'm in with some... Have you ever thought about music? And Sheena's eyes light up. He's like, I think we can find some new beats for you.
And she's like, well, I have a demo. And they play it, and it's just her going, Sheena on the beat, Sheena on the beat, Sheena on the beat, 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 beat. And they go,
and he's like, this is a good start.
It's fucking great.
This is awesome.
Like, I'll send it. We'll go over to Burbank, and we'll just like,
we'll go to my producers,
and yeah,
we'll make you a single.
And she's like, oh my God, you're so right. And then she suddenly is like, fuck broadcast journalism. Like, the only thing I want to do is be a pop star.
Yeah. And that's it. The rest is history.
The rest is herstory.
Herstory. Wow. Sheena's fucking gritty.
But she did burn down another place just for fun.
Yeah.
She burned down like a random like warehouse in like downtown.
Yeah, in downtown LA before it got like chic.
Yeah. She's like, let's set it on fire.
She did, and then like pretended to record a thing in front of it.
Just got chilled.
Yeah. But like no microphone, nothing. It was just Sheena kind of a few blocks away from Skid Row, burning down a warehouse and then recording a story about it.
Hey guys, it's Sheena. Sheena on the beat, reporting live from downtown LA, where the fires of hell are flaming behind me. And she looks over, and she just...
And then...
One random person is, like, staring at her. And she goes, hey there.
What do you think of the fire?
And he goes, it's really scary. And he's like, I think we should call the fire department. And she goes...
And that's the beat. And winks.
The end.
She just had a fucking crazy life.
She just had a ride.
It's been a ride. It's been a roller coaster, a journey.
Oh my God. Poor Callie.
I know. Poor Callie.
She was just like...
Callie never stood a chance.
She was tragic.
Callie was not made for this world.
Fuck her boyfriend.
I know. Fuck that guy.
But like, they were sort of like...
They were pre-Alex Jones.
They were like pre-InfoWars.
Yeah.
They were casualties of the alt-right non-truth.
Mm-hmm.
Era of non-truth.
Yeah. It's sad, but things happen.
But so many things like happen with Sheena that like intertwine so many other things.
Mm-hmm. It's wild. Once you realize like how connected everyone was and like their destinies all kind of came together at just the right time. It's true like alchemy.
Yeah. It's like traffic.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for joining me to tell Sheena's story.
I mean, I'm on the beat.
Sheena on the beat.
Have you ever recorded a phone call?
No.
I haven't either.
I'm ready to. I'm inspired.
I'm just going to like record phone calls with my mom.
Mundane conversations. Yeah.
We should have, I think all kids should be recording their parents' phone calls.
Oh, definitely. All kids should be recording everything that happens around them. You never know when you're going to need it.
I'm just imagining Sheena with like thwarting an abductor.
Yeah. What's your story?
What's your story? Where are you from?
Where are you from? What do you like?
Why are you looking like that?
I love Sheena being born with full
with
head
hair
of hair and makeup
and veneers.
Teeth. Yeah.
And eyelashes.
Like literally written up in medical journals.
In a pencil dress, pencil skirt.
Yeah. Gorgeous. We'll find the photo and
we
post
will.
It. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. What a story. What a journey.
Thank
what a
you
beat.
For taking me on it.
Yeah. Thank you. If you are into this podcast and want to support and get on my beat, you can go to patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
Laura on the beat.
Laura on the beat.
Laura on the beat. Laura on the beat. Laura on the beat.
And follow us on at sexyuniquepod on Instagram. Follow Carrie on Instagram at ecarrio. You're on some beats on Instagram.
I've been on many beats.
You've been on so many beats.
I've been on the beats on social media since like 08.
Yeah, you've been on it.
I've been trying.
I love it.
You're definitely on the beats.
I've been beating up the beat on social media. Not as much lately, but you know, we're getting back to it.
It's always quality beats.
Back to my roots.
Who do you think is the most beaty aside from Sheena? Kristen?
Kristen's on a whole different beat.
Schwartz?
Schwartz?
No.
No.
No beats.
No beats there. Katie.
Ariana, maybe.
Ariana could have some beats in her.
Katie definitely has beats.
Music kills Kate, so she's been on some musical beats for a long time. Mm-hmm. Jax actually beats people, so he's been on some beats.
Stassi's on the beat.
Yeah. Stassi's been like beat down by just like the cruelties of life.
Stassi and Sheena have a lot in common.
They do. They're both hungry.
Hungry
but for what they don't really know.
They don't know. Sheena has a little more understanding.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She's seen more.
She's seen a lot. She's caused a lot.
Yeah. Anyways, until next time.
Until next time.
Bye.
I know I'm feeling.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.